Masechet Zevachim, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah tells us, "V'hayah Mizbeach Kodesh Kadashim, Kol Hanogea BaMizbeach Yikdash." The Mizbeach is going to be holy. Whatever touches the Mizbeach is going to be sanctified. We understand this pasuk to tell us that the Mizbeach sanctifies even korbanot that are invalid, that are put onto it. Even though you're not allowed to put a korban that's invalid on the Mizbeach, if they're put there, you're not allowed to remove them. But this only applies to certain items. Here in this perek, we'll talk about what is included in this rule and what is not. Mishnah says, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Et Hara'uilo. The Mizbeach sanctifies things that are fit for it. Certain items that are fit for the Mizbeach, if they were valid, become sanctified automatically by the Mizbeach, even if they're invalid. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Kol Hara'uil La'ishim Im Ala Lo Yered. The Tanaim disagree about what we're including in this rule. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, we are talking about anything that's fit for the fires of the Mizbeach, which are the limbs of the Ola, the emurin of every korban, these things that are meant to be burned on the Mizbeach. Once they go on top of the Mizbeach, we don't bring them down. Shnei Emad, Hi Ha'ola Al Mokda Al HaMizbeach. Because the pasuk tells us, it is the Ola that goes on the fire of the Mizbeach. By adding the words, Hi Ha'ola, it is the Ola, we're saying here that the korban should remain as it is, he, like it is currently. It shouldn't be removed from the Mizbeach. We learn from here, even if it's invalid and should not have been put there, lakat tehila, in the first place, by telling us al mokda, on the fire, the pasuk is limiting the rule to things that are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach. Therefore, ma ola shehi reuya la'ishim, im alta lo tered. Just like the ola, which is fit for the fires of the Mizbeach, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, we don't bring it down. Af kol davar shehuda uila ishim. So to anything that's fit for the fires of the Mizbeach, which are the imurim of all the korbanot, im ala lo yered. Once it goes up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down, even if it's invalid. Rabban Gamliel omer, kol hara uila Mizbeach, im ala lo yered. The next Tana, Rabban Gamliel, gives a different definition of what's fit for the Mizbeach. He says that whatever is fit for any part of the Mizbeach, any, even something that's not put on the fire, once it goes onto the Mizbeach, you don't bring it down. Shnei Emar, like the pasuk tells us, Hi ha'ola al mokda al ha'mizbeach. Because the words of the pasuk say, like same pasuk like before, it's the ola that goes on the fire of the Mizbeach. By adding the words al ha'mizbeach, we're coming to include anything that belongs normally on the Mizbeach, even if it's not a burnt item. Therefore, ma'ola shehidi uya la Mizbeach, just like an ola which is fit to be put on the Mizbeach, im alta lo tered, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, we don't bring it down. Af kol davar shehura uila Mizbeach, im ala lo yered. So to anything that's fit in some way for the Mizbeach, even if it doesn't include the burning, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, we don't bring it down. En ben divrei Rabban Gamliel ledivrei Rabbi Yehoshua ela hadam vehanesachim. The only difference between the opinion of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabban Gamliel was this last opinion that we mentioned that says anything that goes up is included in this, as opposed to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says no, it's only things that are burned. The only difference between the two of them is the blood of the korban and the nesachim of wine. Shirabban Gamliel omer lo yirdu. According to Rabban Gamliel, he would say, once they're on the Mizbeach, they may not come down because anything that goes up is not allowed to be brought down. Rabbi Yehoshua omer yirdu. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, he would say, they do come down because according to Rabbi Yehoshua, these items are not burned and only things that are burned stay up there on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah is now going to bring a third opinion about the Nesachim of wine. There are two different types of Nesachim. The ones that are brought together with a korban, with the ola and the shelamim, and those that are brought as korbanot on their own. The wine is brought alone. We're going to make a differentiation between these two types. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, in terms of the nesachim that are brought together with the korban, hazevach kasher v'hanesachim pesulim. Whether the korban is valid and the nesachim are invalid. Let's say the wine was taken out of the courtyard or became tameh and the animal is fit. V'hanesachim kesherin, v'hazebach pasul, or a case where the nesachim are valid and the korban is invalid. So automatically, in that case, let's say the korban was removed from the proper spot, but the nesachim never were. But the korban brings along the status of the Nesachim with it. Even though we say Nesachim Kesherim, by the fact that the Korban became invalid, the Nesachim became invalid as well. Afilu zeh vazeh pesulin, or even if both the Korban and Nesachim were invalid, once they were brought up to the Mizbeach, Hazevach lo yered, v'nesachim yerdu. The korban does not come down, but the nesachim should come down, according to the Bishimon. Nesachim that are invalid, that were put on the mizbeach, are taken down. But the Bishimon says this is only if the nesachim are brought together normally with the korban. But nesachim that are brought on their own, the Bishimon would agree with the opinion of Rabban Gamliel that once they're put on the mizbeach, they're left alone. So in terms of the wine that's brought together with the korban, he would agree like Rabbi Yehoshua that they have to be taken down. But if the nesachim are brought on their own, he would agree with the opinion of Rabban Gamliel that once they're put on the mizbeach, they are left there. He learns this from the pasuk as well, that only invalid items that are similar to an olah, which is an independent korban, have to be left on the mizbeach once they're put there. Therefore, he would apply this like that, just like the ola, which is independent, has to be left there. The wine that is brought alone has to be left there as well. But if it's brought together with the korban, it follows whatever is happening with that korban.